TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. How's it going, everybody? All right. So let's get down to business. I'm trying this little mic out. It's not really working well. So take it as you like it, guys. All right. So I had a conversation with a guy, and he was giving me the, I'm a product of my environment. You're not a product of your environment. You're a product of your decisions. Okay. First of all, I asked this young cat, I said, hey, man, how much birth control do you think they make in a condom factory? He said, oh, well, you know, they make all nothing but birth. No. I mean, birth control as in pill. He said, well, none. I mean, why do you think that is? Well, you know, they ain't set up for it. I mean, you know, they're using plastic and shit. I say, yep. And say, what is a birth control company using? Well, probably chemicals and maybe plants or bacteria or something. I say, yep, you're probably right. I say, yeah. So in other words, when you want to set up something to make something, right, you have to bring in the right things to do so. He said, yeah. So if you're a product of your environment, right, how come other people in that environment made different decisions? That person looked at me like, you know, look, what I'm saying is like, no. I want to know that answer. Right. Because I hear this product of my environment shit all the time. And I asked him, I said, so how do you explain that? How do you explain the guys that I know who parents were drug addicts and they're not a drug addict? Or they're not a drug dealer? Or they're not a gangbanger? How do you explain people I know who were raised to be hustlers and they're not hustlers? How do you explain people who I know who were raised in some of the best houses with mother and father and still fell in with the wrong crowd and ended up being a big-time drug dealer? Because you're not a product of your environment, you're a product of your decisions. You have to make the right decisions. See, the problem is that you have two decisions, and this is in every aspect of life and across all colors. We all have two decisions. We have the chocolate cake and we have the salad. The salad is just good long term, but the chocolate cake is good right now. The chocolate cake will always be the salad in taste. The chocolate cake will always be better and taste better and be more delicious than the salad. It always will. The chocolate cake is amazing, but it will also rot your teeth. It will also clog your arteries. It will also kill you. The chocolate cake is only good right now. The salad is good today, tomorrow, and the next day as it cleans your body out, hydrates your body, gives you vitamins and nutrients, satiates your appetite, can help you lose weight. You eat the chocolate cake, you're going to want another chocolate cake right after you eat one. That's a fact. And that's the problem with life. When I was in school, it was the same thing. If you were a gangbanger, a drug dealer, a hustler, a killer, a murderer, whatever you were, if you were involved in that negative stuff, there was tons of attention from teachers who wanted to change you because our community, for some reason, wastes so much time trying to change people you can't change. And at the same time, when we go out, we try to help the people that will not change their fucking life, we ignore the people who are doing the good things. I remember in school, we'd have 30 kids in class who would show up every day, and we would stop what we were doing to help out 10 guys who hadn't shown up all year. And they would still pass the class, even though they hadn't shown up to class all year. That shit made no sense. And then when those guys get in the real world and they can't do that shit for real life, right, in the real world, you got to show up every day and do what you're supposed to do every day. They fail in life because when we were learning how to get up every day and go to school, you're really learning how to get up every day and go to work. You're creating a lifelong habit when you do that. And when you fail to create that lifelong habit of getting up and going to work every day, right, of getting up and going to school every day so you can get up and go to work every day, what happens? You fail because that habit that everybody else has at 18 years old when they graduate, you don't have. So even though you might pass the classes, there's some things there you didn't learn. Right. But whose decisions was that? That was your decision. You chose not to learn. You chose not to accelerate your life. You chose not to push your life forward. That was your decision. Why? Chase them girls. Sell them drugs. play video games. Whatever you did, you chose that over what you needed to do. In other words, you chose the chocolate cake over the salad. Right. And that decision is not about the product of environment. You're not a product of your environment. You're a product of your decisions. See, the problem with people when they get older and they've made the nothing but the chocolate cake decision, the sweet, juicy, delicious chocolate cake decision, they get older and now they have to deal with all the consequences of chocolate cake. They got rotten teeth. They're overweight. Right. Their heart, their arteries are clogged. But the people who ate from the salad bowl, they get better. Life gets better. When I was a boy, and I was a fat boy with boobs, it was hard to get a girlfriend. When I ended up being 18 and young cat with a job, running around the town with money, and then at the same time kept my nose clean, it was getting easier. Then I decided to get into trucking. I had done the right thing most of my life, and at that point, I jumped on the road, right? Guys would sit there in orientation, talk about their struggles, and I'd be like, oh man, that's messed up, that's messed up. Man, ain't you worried about spending money? Ain't you worried about this? At the time, I had $40,000 in credit in my pocket. No shit. I had 40 grand in credit sitting in my pocket. 40 grand. 40 fucking grand in credit cards. At the time, I had that now. I got rid of that shit. That's some dangerous shit to have around, but at that time as a young cat, I thought that was a good idea back then. And the funny part about it is, when I was running around like that, it didn't register to me that all the options I had to go to school. I literally walked into my school and I was trying to go through the bank because I didn't want to put my school on my credit card, but I could have. And all the other guys there, they didn't have those options because all those, again, they were all chocolate cake eaters. They didn't make any good decisions. Then you had guys who were like, man, you can't work and go to school. Like, how are you supporting yourself? And I'm like, shit, I'm living on credit cards. I would just shift balances around. That was not a good idea. That's one of the reasons I got rid of that shit. But back in the day, I used to do that all the time. I used to shift balances around. And it was great because I had no bills. My bills were less than $1,000 a month, so I shift around $200 to $300 a month, right? I had credit card shit $20,000-$30,000. I mean, you know, I could just shift them around and around and around and around and around and around and around. and get a cash advances and shit. It was just crazy. I ran up some serious debt. That was not a good idea back then. But the funny part about it is, the options, just doing that right thing, keeping my nose clean, paying my bills, doing the right thing, allowed me to just go to school, do whatever I wanted to do, anytime I wanted to do it. While I was there, I saw tons of guys who couldn't get a job because they had DUIs. See, I never went to the club and partied to that point where I was driving down the street drunk. You know, I didn't get drunk. I chased girls and I walked home. I didn't get drunk, but I mean, if I had a drink or two, I walked. Right, that was always a smarter decision to me. Right, you know, and it's kind of funny. It's like, that's the benefit of making the right decisions. And when these guys, like, well, anyway, back to what I was saying. When people get older, those decisions hurt. Those decisions hurt. Your teeth are rotted from those chocolate cake decisions. And bottom line is, you aren't going to move forward in your life until you get your teeth pulled, until you learn to get a good taste of some good lettuce, aka hard work, dedication, and consistency. And those decisions, that part you have to start with the right decisions in life. I'm not talking about perfection either. Right? Remember, I told you I ran up some debt. I did some stupid things, right? But my stupid was not doing 20 years in prison because I was a drug dealer. My stupid was not having kidney problems. Like, I knew dudes who had already was having kidney problems from drinking so much by the time they were 25 years old. Fuck that. When I graduated from trucking school, it's funny. There was this guy there, And everything out his mouth was what his boys did. Everything out his mouth was what his boys was doing, what his boys did, how many drugs his boys sold, how many drugs his boys hustled, how many drugs his boys did this, did that, did this, did that. And I would listen to him. And not only to me, he was the biggest snitch I had ever met in my life, who constantly was dropping tons of other people's business around people he did not know. And we had DOT officers, aka state police officers, in our class who were reviewing the materials and, you know, telling us about what it's like to deal with a DOT officer. And they would just sit there and listen to this fool. I always wondered how many dudes went to jail because this motherfucker sitting here talking about other people's business. Anyway, but this guy didn't even become a truck driver. His boys paid for him to go to school. He didn't even become a truck driver because it was too hard. When I got in the trucking, the first thing I learned is the people who excel in this world are the people who understand how to get up, go to work, no bullshit, no games, get it done. Those are the people who stay in this industry for a long time. The people who can't stay in this industry are those who wait on the instant gratification. They can't focus more than 15, 20 minutes on something. They can't, well, 15, 20 minutes, or I should say 15, 20, but 6 or 7 months on something like this. They just can't do it. They don't have the balls. They constantly talk about how they want a company, they want a corporation, but they can't focus, they can't dedicate. So anyway, but back to what I was saying. Look, the reason your life is fucked up, is the whole point of this, is because of you. You're not a product of your environment. You're a product of your decisions. And then all you got to do is make smarter decisions. And then you can lose weight. You can become more healthy. I just saw a guy who was lighter than me, but can't lift his legs above his waist because he's so out of shape. And anybody who's been in trucking a long time, we all know I've seen a 20-year-old who's made the continued negative decisions and gets thrown out of orientation, right? Because of health bad decisions, because of fucking drug bad decisions, because of, you know, just getting pissed off at stupid stuff. I remember one guy, they told him they were going to take his blood pressure twice because it was a little high. He cursed the damn medical guy out and walked out the damn room. It's like, you don't realize how the right decisions pay off. Like, all the stuff I achieved today comes from the right, consistent decision when I was a kid, going to school every day and learning how to focus on one thing for a long period of time. But anyway, my message is just remember that you are creating the product of you. And every day you make the wrong decision, you are making a bad product. Doesn't make sense to make bad a product when all you got to do is pick up that salad and put down those chips. Like I said, I eat ice cream on the weekends. I eat cheese and stuff on the weekends. It's not even that hard to say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, healthy. Saturday, Sunday, eat what you want. Back on the grind Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the way I balance it out too is I make sure that on Saturday and Sunday I have deadlift day, and also I do my kicking and all my stuff on my heavy bag those days. So I make sure I'm pushing myself so my calories that I've been consuming are nowhere near as what I'm burning. Little tip out there for anybody. But you know, and that helped me go from 387 pounds down now to 330 pounds, and hopefully before the end of this year, down to 260 pounds. That's the goal. That's where we're going by December. So anyway, and it's all about the right decisions. So hopefully you guys get it. It's been 15 minutes. This is too damn long. But I'll talk to you guys later.